Okay. So I'll lead you through that practice now. If you want to come into a comfortable posture, and that might be a meditation posture, it might be that you want to lie down. If you want to lie down, you can extend your feet into the center of the circle and have your head back. Or if you wanted, if it's more comfortable, you could turn around so your head's in the center. It's up to you. Again, if we think of our practice as encompassing our whole life, or our whole life being our practice, then we can start to expand our boundaries even around what we define as Dharma practice or even as meditation. So there can sometimes be a tendency, I know I have this, that when I hear the bell at the start of a meditation, it's almost like I hear the word go. And in a way, it is a marker. But if we can think instead of a sort of sliding into meditation, it's not like we're not meditating and then we are. Even now, as we're starting to settle down into our seat or into lying down, we're starting to gather attention in. Your eyes might already be closed, or maybe you've dropped your gaze. We're giving ourselves a chance to settle into stillness rather than letting it be a rigid stopping. Maybe we hear sounds in a plane overhead, birds, blankets moving. Our neighbor's breath. As we gather our attention more inwards, going down into the body. That might be down into the physical body, into the physical sensations of weight on cushion, weight on floor. We can also start to tune into our internal experience. Maybe noticing our energy levels. Are we feeling a little bit tired? Are we feeling excited, buzzy? We don't need to have a name for these states, although we might. There might be a label that comes up. Meeting whatever is there with that openness. Tuning into your heart center. And that might be around your chest, around your physical heart, or it might be around your belly. It might be where you feel your gut feelings. And we're not trying to block out our thoughts. This practice will bring up images, memories. But we're feeling them from the inside, rather than thinking them.